again, some good news today on unemployment.
Yeah, the things won't be quite as gloomy on Wall Street as the weather around here. Of course, on Thursday mornings for the last several weeks, we've been talking about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. It used to be a relatively obscure number, but we pay attention to it now. And really good news this morning. This will be the third week in a row that there's been a decline, but this one's pretty substantial. It came in at 451,000. That's down 27,000 from the number of people filing last week, and as I mentioned, third week in a row. And the market likes that number. The Dow futures are up fairly strongly right now, and they've ticked up considerably since that number came out at 7:30 this morning. There's also some good things going on with a company that we consider to be one of our own, and that's Tyson Foods, based up in Springdale. Yesterday at an investment conference sponsored by Barclays Capital in Boston, a couple of the executives at Tyson pointed out that the company's had, quote, in the first 9 months of fiscal 2010, the best performance in Tyson history. They pointed out that they've reduced their debt by more than $900 million through the third quarter of their fiscal year, which is the lowest debt level they've had in 9 years. And the executives went on to point out that they don't think this is a blip, that they think that some of the, quote, fine-tuning they say that they've done at the company are going to produce improved results for the foreseeable future. So they're very, very upbeat. They also pointed out that even though Russia has been causing problems in terms of export, that about three of their plants have been cleared for export to Russia. That's a significant export market for Tyson and other poultry producers, for one reason, because there's a much stronger market for dark meat in Russia and other parts of Eastern Europe than there is in the United States. And another U.S. company reporting an interesting number early this morning, that's McDonald's. And they reported that same-store sales, that's their locations have been open 13 months or more in the U.S., had a strong increase of 4.6% in sales, incredibly strong number. And they point out once again that part of it is the additional traffic that's been generated by people coming in to buy smoothies and frappes and all the other things that they now sell. So it's becoming a destination point not just for burgers and fries but for drinks also. And I know that we, Bill, have talked a number of times about how low interest rates are here in this country, and it's good news if you're borrowing. It's bad news if you're a saver, an investor. It's having a real impact upon retirees and others that are used to living off their Social Security and their interest income. But it's not that way everywhere. In Canada, just to the north, or neighbor to the north, they've increased the Bank of Canada, their central bank, yesterday increased their interest rates for the third consecutive time, raising their overnight rate to 1%. And, of course, here in the U.S., it's basically zero. And we'll conclude on this. There's an organization that each year reports, compiles a listing of the world's most competitive economies. It's based on the interviews with thousands of business executives and all kinds of data. In 2008, the United States was number one in terms of the world's most competitive economies. Last year, we dropped to second. This year, we dropped two more slots to number four. And they say that even though they praise us for, quote, excellent universities, flexible labor market, they criticize us for huge deficits, rising government debt, and get this, declining public faith in politicians and in corporate ethics. So I guess we've been found out.